Gianna, congratulations. Headed to Florida Southern. How did you come up with going from Southwest Kansas to Florida Southern?
Honestly, it was kind of the luck of the draw. We were at a AAU tournament in Orlando, and Coach Harris and Coach Megan spotted me, and they reached out to me, and I just feel like it was a really great connection from the beginning, and I'm super glad that I'll be spending the next 4 years with them in Florida. So, yeah.
And, you know, you go down there, what really maybe stood Florida Southern apart from some of your other visits?
I really like the culture there. It was like a big family, and that's kind of how it is here in Hugoton, and I'm super excited, and I loved my 4 years here with just how close everybody was and how close we were to the community. And after visiting and watching some of their games, it's kind of the same as here. The community supports the women's basketball program like none of the other colleges I really talked to did, and I'm just super excited to have like a big family down there.
Yeah, you've had a busy run playing a lot of basketball, spring, summer, of course, Hugoton and the circuit there with your game ball team. But what are some things that you've kind of learned along the way that have set you up for this moment?
With basketball, just being open to new roles and being able to play in different situations that you normally would not have. And then the like people side of it, just building relationships with people and opening up new opportunities. Without being open-minded to traveling that far for college, I probably would not have ended up going there. I would have stayed in Kansas, but just being open to new experiences and new ideas and just getting out of your comfort zone to see what will benefit your future.
And what were some of the other schools that you were looking at seriously before you committed quite a while ago?
I was looking at Newman and Emporia here in Kansas. I was talking to some schools up in Nebraska and some in Texas, but none of them were as consistent as Florida was, so I just felt it was a better connection for myself.
And as you gear up for a basketball season here in Hugoton, one final run. You guys have been to state last couple of years, have had a really good run through the state tournaments, and now you're going to be bumping up to 4A. It's going to be a little of a different experience this year. And what are you looking to take the most out of this final year?
Honestly, I've had a great time here in Hugoton, and both state tournaments have been absolutely wonderful. And this next year, it's a new run for all of us since we are going up to 4A, and losing Mikan for the beginning of our season and losing Brecken will be challenging, but I'm just excited to see how we can build our team and especially show the younger girls and let them experience what we were able to experience in our years of high school. And I'm just excited to watch them grow and see how far we can make it in 4A.
And, of course, you going to Florida there. What are you going to major in?
I'm a little undecided right now. I've been looking at psychology as well as the criminal justice field. So I'm not exactly sure, but those are two areas that I'm interested in.
It's probably what is the biggest thing that you're going to do or one of the most exciting things you want to do once you get down there?
Honestly, the weather and just going to the beach. And it's nice here, but it's continuously nice there, and I'm excited to be able to go to the beach when I want and just a new landscape to look at and things to enjoy that I am not able to do here in Kansas. So I'm really excited for that part.